Martin Anderson, joined by Malcolm, live. Hey there.
Hey, Martin. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for getting up so early.
It's a pleasure to be back here, man. Time goes away lickety-split, and good to be back here. Thanks.
It does go lickety-split. I remember planning this session with your wife. It was like in May or June or so. She contacted about when you could come in, and on my drive in this morning, thinking about looking forward to being with you, I was thinking, August 28th. That date seems so long ago when I was planning this to have Malcolm Holcomb in here. Now look, here we are.
It's amazing how you hang around a barbershop clock and it keeps moving.
Yeah, it does. And it keeps coming back around to the same place. Yeah, it's always a little bit different each time.
Yeah, that's because we got selective memory.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you good at selecting out the bad stuff to only remember the good?
No, man, I just deselect. I don't select. the process of deselecting.
That's good. You could write a book on that. Malcolm Holcomb could write a book on all sorts of topics. Isn't that right, Jared?
I believe that is true. I really do.
We're glad to have Jared Tyler from Tulsa here. And,
Thank you.
Steve's back there on the abacus and thinking about Dennis Jones this morning, ladies and gentlemen, folks out there, give me your thoughts and prayers. He's percolating along and miss him today, and glad Steve's here to shoot pool with us.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just going to be as easy and fun as that.
Malcolm's
talking about Steve Blanton. He's a familiar voice here with the airwaves because he does our Saturday night house party on a very regular basis. He's been doing that for a long time. But this is his first time to be here live in Studio B because Dennis is recovering from a bad illness, and he'll be back before long. I think so.
We look forward to it.
Yeah. And you're back on stage in our area coming up Saturday, right? You guys are both playing at the Gray Eagle in Asheville. Mm-hmm. Jared Tyler here will be opening up and then, of course, accompanying Malcolm for a show that all gets underway at 8 o'clock, Gray Eagle in Asheville on Saturday. I bet you're going to play songs from Pitiful Blues. That's a good new record.
Well, thank you very much. Just glad that me and Jared was able to get together and some folks in Tulsa and backyard in Swanoa and try to make up some tunes and sling them around a little bit.
Yeah, they worked out well. Sling one around now, would you?
Absolutely.
Malcolm Holcomb live here on WNCW.
It's cool in Savannah, like the last time I know. It's cool in Savannah, like the last time I know. And I feel lost and hurting, thirsty like before. Ain't nobody don't see me when I look them in the eye. They don't see me when I look them straight up in the eye. They just stare behind my back. They don't care about if I die. Now it's raining in Savannah. My bones aching all the time. Raining in Savannah, my poor bones are just aching all the time. And that undertaker's mean and ugly, and he's a humming in the pines. Deep below the sunshine, it's here's a cold and lonely bed. my name. See, everybody's in the box. Everybody looks the same.
That's a song called The Savannah Blues here on WNCW. Malcolm Holcomb playing live here in Studio B, one of the tunes on the new one, Pitiful Blues. Man, that one just makes a hair on your back stand up on your arms. It's a spooky little ghost story, kind of, but a little more like kind of real life, true life than some of the ghost stories. That seems like something that you experience firsthand or something.
Just kind of got to make do.
Yeah. You been to Savannah?
Yeah. Rained like hell.
Did it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a pretty little town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty little town. And too expensive, but yes. A lot of history. And my wife likes Savannah. And,
oh, good. Yeah.
And my oldest brother was stationed down there in the Air Force a long time ago.
Mm.
He had one of those cool little blue moped Vespa kind of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just a kid, but it's hot as hell. Well, it was then.
Even when it rains, it can be hot.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, Savannah, I mean, it's just swimming in those old stories like the one you told,
yeah,
you know,
man.
Ghost
yeah.
stores, I guess, or stuff. But, you know, and it can rain like the Dickens there, but the rain doesn't seem to wash away those stories. They just kind of linger and come back up with the Spanish mm-hmm. moss and all. And, I mean, how did that song come about, that story? You write it down there, or...?
I was just sitting around, and it kind of was gnawing at me, so I just go ahead and scribble a little bit. And, you know, things get gnawing at you, you gotta do something about it. Or hire somebody to do something.
Yeah, but you're a little more of the DIY guy, right? You're kind of do-it-yourself.
What? Yeah, I'm too hard-headed.
Maybe that's it. Or why hire out what you can do pretty darn well, actually?
Well, I don't know.
Do you carry a guitar with you pretty much absolutely everywhere you go because these songs will come into you and you want to start tinkering?
No, man. No, huh? It's a... You know, it can be an albatross if you let it, you know? So I just... It's just like rest his soul brother Dave in Johnson City would say, just like a mosquito, they don't know whether to eat you there or carry you off and eat you. Sometimes I sit still and get gnawed on, go somewhere strange. And
yeah. And the songs of the mosquitoes, huh? They just keep gnawing at you?
Well, they'll eat you. They'll eat you.
The mosquitoes,
yeah,
if you will.
You got it. Well, this is a lot of information, people. I hope you're writing this down.
Yeah, especially early in the morning, you know.
And then put it in an oven and burn it.
Cook 350 for how long? I don't know.
For as long as it takes.
As long as it takes. Yeah. There you go. It's cooking and more with Malcolm Holcomb here in Studio B. Always learning good stuff from you. Do you cook? I bet. Oh, I know.
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't cook, but I tell you what, Jared over here, folks, if you want a good mayonnaise recipe, just keep some cards and letters coming.
Okay. Is that true?
I can make a good mayo.
All right, then. You know, not everyone can say that. That seems like one of those things that I'm not going to touch trying. I'll try your mayonnaise. I'm not going to touch trying to make mayonnaise. Yeah. I don't know. It just seems a little risky.
I've had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've lived to tell about it.
It's
really good with duck eggs.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Then again, most things are probably really good with duck eggs.
Yeah, there's a lot of ducks over here.
There are. It's mostly geese. You're talking about the isothermal community college pond
geese
here.
Geese, what's the difference between a duck and a geese?
Well,
that's the way you spell it.
That's one way. That's one way to different.
Bigger egg, goose egg.
Bigger eggs. I've never had goose eggs.
I haven't either.
That's something to try. You know what would be good with duck eggs or goose eggs is some of Malcolm Holcomb's hot sauce.
Absolutely.
You came here once. You brought some good hot sauce, so I know you can cook because you
cooked up some anything. Good.
Yeah. But it complements it well. You cooked it up good.
I'll just go ahead and have the cooking show. We'll turn this into just... Yeah, no, about some cooking music, Paul on the drums.
That's right. What?
Paul's back there with the drums, ain't got no cymbals for some reason.
That's Paul Foster, one of our new hosts here, our Morning Edition host. He's watching, and so are a few other folks here. It's Malcolm Holcomb here in Studio B, and that's how we roll, right? When you come here, we hang out. You never know where we're going to go in our conversation.
That's right, man. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
You're in the blind alley.
That's right. We always hit on something good, especially when you bring your guitar. And how about another one?
Oh, thank you, Mark. This is one that, this is called Roots. This is a little thing here called Roots. This is something like this. Maybe Texas, maybe Jupiter. Who's to know when you're lonely? Reckon memories could suit her. Put roots down in the hill. Now there's one heart in these old mountains. There's one light gently shining in the Blue Ridge, smoky sunrise. Put roots down in the hills. Roots down in the hills. Oh, the silver moonlight passion, dancing fast, everlasting, till the stars glance me capture. Put roots down in the hills. Roots down in the hills. I must remember in the crowded valley wind. Her voice sings to the evening. Put roots down in the hills. Their roots down in the hills. Maybe Texas, maybe Jupiter. Who's to know when you're lonely? Reckon memories, they could suit her. Put roots down in the hills. Roots down in the hills.
Another new one from Malcolm Holcomb here on WNCW. It's called Roots from the new one Pitiful Blues, which came out, a week or two ago, I guess, or maybe more, sometime this summer. And great new collection here, recorded mostly in Swannanoa. And you've put some, you got your roots down here in these hills, growing up in the Asheville area, right? Or
yeah,
or
Weaverville, north of Asheville. Yeah. Jared grew up in, actually, Owosso, right?
Just which is northeast of Tulsa.
In Oklahoma. All right.
Yeah.
And you, is your family from Oklahoma going way back?
Yeah, pretty far back as I can remember. You know, I've got some Cherokee roots in North Carolina, East Tennessee, and then some Irish roots. But other than that, mostly Oklahoma.
All right. Wow. So, but your Cherokee roots would not be the Oklahoma Cherokee roots then, right?
Correct. Yeah. Story has it they, you know, hid back like some of the other families did, you know.
Avoided the Trail of Tears
and then eventually made it to Arkansas and then to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And how about you, Malcolm? Your roots go way back in your family here in Western North Carolina?
Back a little ways, and Easley, South Carolina used to be called Hawkintown, but there's Hawkin with an E, and there's Hawkin without an E, you know, and some people pronounce it differently depending on you know, what time of day it is, day or night.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
And, you know, but, yeah, you know, it's, hill people. And, you know, from the south. And I haven't traced it back to the Mayflower yet because it makes me nervous thinking about, you know, it's interesting. Speaking of history, you know, there's a lot of folks that came from England, you know, for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad they did.
Yeah. Well, and, whenever they came over from your side.
Yeah, I'm glad the American Indians didn't just go ahead and have a, you know, go home signs, you know, picketing the.
Right. Yeah. Protesting the illegal immigration.
They probably should have, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, that's.
But you know, that didn't. It turned out the way things are, but. But you know, I'm just, really grateful that there's a lot of good people in this world, and it doesn't matter what color their skin are or what kind of language they talk, whether it's from, you know, whether it's a vernacular or a dialect or whether they mumble suits me. You know, it's just
It
got nothing to do with the way the you know, the blood flows.
Right, right.
And man, it's just.
It's how they treat others. It's not where you come from or what you look like and all that.
So but I don't know. I'm still working on it myself.
Oh, sure, sure.
Man.
Well, with your line of work, you know, you get to go meet a lot of people in different places. You get out of the hills and go travel around. You were just doing a little bit of touring, and you got a bunch of touring coming up, going to a bunch of radio stations, huh?
Well, you know, thanks to radio, you know, and hopefully record stores and radio stations won't be ousted by the proprietary. I'm learning some new words this day because Steve's a school teacher, you know, and he's got that, you know, when he has the cue cards, you know, turned in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I put my glasses on and then I just fake it, you know.
You're doing a good job. You just
thank you, Steve. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were talking about proprietary. You just slung one of those words out.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, you know, the big dog eats the little dog, you know. And sooner or later, you know, there could be no dogs. Because the big dog's going to blow the hell out of the little dog, you know, and he's going to blow everybody else with it, you know. And the way things are going, people just try to just think a little bit. But I don't know, man. It's just a process of elimination. Elimination. Boy, this is pretty cool, man. I tell you what, I hope nobody's listening to this. But anyway, if you are out there, man, you know, use your turn signals. That's one called Pitiful Blues. Let's do this one, man, before we end up with a tongue around our necks here. 13 tongues. I want to see, all I want to hear, people dying and screaming full of fear, and daddy too, they drove me crazy telling me the truth. Said I'm holding eyes, tooth for a tooth. I ain't learned nothing but the poor me pitiful blues. Got all I could drink. Liquor kept me swimming in my head, too big to think. Said I've opened my eyes, tooth for a tooth. Yeah. Said I ain't learned nothing but the poor me pitiful blues.
Pitiful Blues from Malcolm Holcomb here on WNCW. That is the title track to his new release. When did you write that tune? Was that recently?
Oh, or
was
been a little while.
Like a long time ago?
No, not too long.
I mean, sometime after the last album? Or is it one that's been sitting around for a while and you brought it back?
No, it's just kind of, I don't know. Maybe a... It's been a few months, I guess.
A few months, all right, so.
Something like that, you know. You You can see you slinging that balloon against the wall, some of it's going to stick.
Yeah. Question is, do you eat the one that stuck or you avoid
it?
Well,
I don't know.
That's a good question. A real good question. If it's got Malcolm's hot sauce, I'd probably...
That work?
You know.
Well, he's just...
Go with either one.
Or it'll just chew the paint off. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I ask about when you wrote that one because, man, that's got to be one of your best songs yet.
We just pass along opinions and information, and hopefully it's worthy of repeating. What's that Mark Twain quote? It says, of course, this is not, please don't take this as bragging on Tim, but anyway, just like doing some flapjaw stuff here. It says, you know, if I always tell the truth, I don't have to remember what I say. Hmm. That's Mark Twain, I think. Is that Mark Twain,
that's
Steve?
Right.
Yeah,
ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Samuel Clemens.
That's right, B. What's the B stand for?
B.
Samuel B. Clemens?
Yeah.
Does he have a B in his middle name? Is that his middle name?
Yeah, well, it's initial B. That's a project for you folks out there,
yes.
You know.
We got Twain students looking it up right now as we speak, I'm sure. But you say you struggle with the truth and lies and motives, and that's kind of where this album came from. And I like that, just sticking to the truth, whether it's your truth or yours and Jared's together or yours and your wife's or what have you. But as long as it's your truth, you put it in song and you stick with it.
Well, you know, you... masses of experience probably speak a lot of truth, like, for instance, genocide, you know. All the dead people can't speak the truth because they're dead, you know. But it tells me something, you know, when people are murdered. And then there's some truth in murder, you know. I mean, murder is murder. Cold blood is cold blood, and it doesn't matter what color it is because it's murder, you know. But that's just my point of view, you know. And then you get into motives and your agenda and things like that. But when, in my perspective, innocent people are murdered, men, women, children, then you call that genocide, and then that's, and then you go back to cold-blooded murder. So, you know, people, and you know, the rest of the stuff that we worry about is a flat tire. That's just first world problems, you know, or Cadillac problems, I heard. So, you know, I've just got to check under the hood. I got to check under the hood every day for this old rattle trap bones wandering around. But WCW here in Martin, and this is Jared Tyler. We hope to see you all Saturday, Lord willing. And thank you so much, Martin, for having us in here. Steve and Paul and Miss Holly.
Yeah, we've got a...
Y'all, God bless you. Take care of yourselves, please.
Are you up for doing one more, you think? Or you got to head
on
down the road?
Oh, we can scratch one more out, I guess.
That'd be great. Yeah. It's Malcolm Holcomb here live. He's playing Saturday at the Gray Eagle with Jared Tyler, who's doing some nice dobro work. Jared opens it up at 8, and then it's the two of them at 9 or so.
This is a waltz tune, so you can... I don't know. You don't have to get out of your car or stand up and nothing, maybe just light another cigarette. I don't know what you're going to do out there, folks. This is a kind of a waltz thing. Louisville Slugger and Geronimo, downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Radar Town, Mark on the cover. The music plays on from the Louisville Slugger. Many years slipped by in a whisper, and the songs of a picker and a singer keep living. The name has a face on the lips of a stranger, kind of warm, never forsaken. Louisville Slugger and Geronimo, who's downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Radar Town, Mark on the cover. Music plays on. my Louisville Slugger. Don't remember much of nothing. Happened one night, but we played up some songs in that old barroom light. Soft pillows don't matter when your head keeps a thrashing. Jack told us the truth like it really just happened. Louisville Slugger and Geronimo is downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Radar Town, mark on the cover. And the music plays on from the Louisville Slugger. Downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Radar Town and mark on the cover. Music plays on from Louisville Slugger. Favors when you might least expect it, like scattering your ashes underneath some old branches. Seven years passed, nine apple trees empty till the ashes from a slugger gave one tree plenty. Louisville Slugger and Geronimo. It's downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Radar Town, mark on the cover. And the music plays on from Louisville Slugger. Louisville Slugger and Geronimo. It's downtown Broadway, loud rock and roll. Rex Barbalo and Steve Mark on the cover. Music plays on from Louisville Slugger. And the music plays on from Louisville Slugger. Yeah. There you go.
Another new one from Malcolm Holcomb from the new release, Pitiful Blues. It's instantly become one of our favorites here at WNCW. Malcolm Holcomb with Jared Tyler. They're wrapping up this session here, and they're heading back home and playing Saturday night at the Gray Eagle in Asheville at 8 o'clock. Thanks again for coming back down, guys.
Thank you so much, Martin, and all the fine folks at WNCW.
Yeah, you bet. You keep doing what you're doing. Mm. Live Studio B sessions on WNCW are made possible by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company.